This program is sponsored by Elite Executive Services, bringing you the services of a Chief Information Officer, CFO, on demand. Save money having a fractional CIO at a fraction of the cost. Learn more at eeservices.com.
Tech Time Radio is brought to you today by Military True Crime Addict.
If you are searching for a podcast about crime relating to the actual life events of military personnel, veterans, family members, and associated with the military in any way, then you've come to the right place. We welcome you to the Military True Crime Addict, where we will be exploring a plethora of actual true crime stories that have not been reported on by news outlets or media. Stories that upon hearing, you'll be astounded by. Such history should have been told and reported on long ago. There will be detailed stories from so many of you that touch on topics such as assault, harassment, sexual preference, abuse of power, PTSD, murder, hazing, rape, and all stories that in some way relate to our military, veterans, and their extended families. Here we provide voice to the victims and hear their side of the story and raise awareness of the heinous crimes to fight for those most impacted. You do not need to know anything about military to enjoy this podcast. Here, our listeners can hear original true crime stories with precise date and the specifics of what occurred.
To learn more, visit militarytruecrimeaddict.com.
Hi, this is Lisa Downs, host of Reigniting You, a new show here on KKNW that explores a variety of topics and timely issues for making mid to late career transitions. I'll be here every Wednesday afternoon at 3 o'clock bringing you guest interviews, career transition advice, and great stories to guide you to what's next in your career and life. Gain a renewed sense of purpose for your next phase with a positive, forward-looking approach. Get ready to be re-energized, recharged, and reignited Wednesdays at 3 o'clock.
Looking for a new way to start your mornings with current events and trending topics?
Hey y'all, it's your girls Jasmine
and Shantae from The Way with Jazz and Tay, your new favorite weekly morning show.
Catch us every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
where we'll be bringing you fun icebreakers to kick off your morning,
reviews to inform your day, and all the new music. Again, catch us, your new favorite duo, Jasmine and Shantae, every Thursday from 7 to 8 a.m.
Keep up with us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT.
See you on Thursday.
Coming to you from the shores of the Pacific Northwest, keeping you up to date on technology while enjoying a little whiskey on the side, with leading edge topics along with special guests to navigate technology in a segmented, stylized radio program. The information that will make you go, Pull up a seat, raise a glass with our hosts as we spend the next hour talking about technology for the common person. Welcome to Tech Time Radio with Nathan Mumm.
Welcome to Tech Time Radio with Nathan Mumm, the show that makes you go, technology news of the week, the radio show for the everyday common person that will impact our future and insights through segments weeks ahead of the mainstream media.
Yeah.
You like that?
Sure.
I added a new little line on there.
Quip.
All right. I'm Nathan Mumm, and welcome to our show today. We are live streaming in the studio. 4 to 5 p.m. every Saturday on YouTube, Facebook, and, of course, Twitch, our new home at twitch.tv/TechTimeRadio. And our KKNW 1150 a.m. station. You can always go to 1150 KKNW and listen to our live stream and our Facebook deal. We are set up. We got a couple new cameras in the studio, and everything's pretty set, ready to go.
And we got really... We got bourbon.
We got some bourbon today. We've already tasted it a little bit. That's right. All right. So make sure you always visit us at techtimeradio.com so you can keep up on all the latest information. We are a one-hour technology show that talks about technology in a simple format without having to geek out. We are highlighted tech top news of the week along with segments that bring different perspective and highlighted topics. All right, Super Chat's available. If you go to YouTube.com and you decide to do a Super Chat, you'll see there. If you're going to Twitch today, specifically twitch.tv/TechTimeRadio, we need to become an affiliate, which means we need at least five people talking on the stream at a time. So we got David in the back that will take care of stuff. And if you have a question, we got a specific item that we're going to ask for you to either hashtag us at TechTime, hashtag TechTimeRadio on Twitter. Or on Twitch, and it is, what is your favorite or what is your first Nintendo game you ever played? That's what we're going to ask for. So think of that now. You can put it
on
Twitch.
That's called foreshadowing there.
That is a little bit. But before that, we always need to start out with our loaded question of the day. Mike, here's a loaded question for you.
Okay.
If you could get rid of anything in your life, what would it be?
There's an answer that I want to give, but I'm not going to give it. But
well, no, what's the answer you want to give, but you didn't give it? What's that?
Yeah, I'm not going to say.
It's your ex-wife. Is that what you're going to say? Because you said that already. All right. So make sure, you can't just change it on the fly here. So it'd be your ex-wife. Is that what it would be?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. A little bit of a not too smart decision.
Yeah, that was not a wise choice.
It was not a wise choice, so I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, all right. Well, let's continue on. Okay. I couldn't let you get away with that.
Yeah,
you said that that's what you're going to say, and then you're going to try to do something politically correct.
Yeah.
we'll hear something
a little less charged, I think.
A little bit. All right. Well, welcome to the show, Mike Gourdain.
Thanks, Nathan.
No problem. Today on the show, we have Nick Espinoza, our security expert, back from Security Fanatics to talk about passwordless authentication and how companies are going to use password authentication on our Technology Insider. We have our favorite game segment back, Two Truths and a Lie. So David's got to be ready. You got to be ready for Two Truths and a Lie.
Yeah, okay.
Because it's going to be coming on up there. We have our top stories in the first 5 minutes, and we're going to be talking about the most famous video character ever, Mario.
So we got a little bit.
That's the whole Nintendo.
Hey, we already got a comment about that. McSherry, I started with Super Mario Brothers.
There you go. Started with Super Mario Brothers. And you know what?
I think everybody did, didn't they?
So let me tell you. My buddy Scott and I, after school, we would steal 50 cents from our parents. And we would go down to the bowling alley. And we would play Super Mario Brothers. And if we both did really well, that was when there was like level like 5, 6 or whatever. We could hit the turtle and you could get unlimited lives.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd go down there, get to that level, do unlimited lives. And then with the other 25 cents, if we could do that on our first quarter, we were set. Then we'd go put money in the jukebox and we'd listen to We Built This City by Starship. And that was like heaven to me.
From 4 o'clock to 5:30. I used to play it on a tabletop in a Shakey's Pizza.
Oh, Shakey's Pizza. Oh, those were great pizza places.
Yeah.
There was one in California. We were just visited California, and there was a Shaky Pieces. Oh, it was really good. All right. So if you want to definitely get engaged with us, you can always go to twitchtv.com/techtimeradio. Tell us what your favorite game was. David will announce it on the air for us. If you also want to go to #TechTimeRadio and put it in there, I'm very curious on what your favorite game was from Nintendo. Not Sega, so you can't say Sonic. It's got to be a Nintendo-based game. All right. You can also engage us at 425-373-5527. Remember those commercials?
I remember those.
425-373-5527. That will get you on the phone, and then David can patch you through to us, and we can talk about your favorite video game, or 888-298-KKNW-5569. Now, Mike, we also have our whiskey, and of course, we're going to start with our top stories in the first 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. What's happening in the world of technology? This is our top stories in the first 5 minutes.
All right. Apple pushes 100-plus manufacturing partners into renewable energy. And what are they doing? They're buying Tesla battery technology. We have some audio here that we're going to go and listen to the Apple and Tesla announcement.
Apple did announce a couple days ago in a press release that they're working on a new energy project. And guess what? They're actually looking to spend over $50 million worth of batteries from Tesla. Tesla, baby.
All right.
He sounds excited.
So it's Tesla, baby. So do you understand
Tesla,
that
baby.
Tesla went to Apple and suggested that Apple purchase them. Musk did that like 6, 7, 8 years ago and said that we would be a great product to be with Apple.
Mm-hmm.
And Apple said no. Uh-huh. And now Apple is essentially buying their batteries that they've spent all this time taking care of in manufacturing. And you know, what's really interesting in this is, do you understand why their batteries are so good? It is because they actually, instead of having the foil around rechargeable batteries with the Nikon.
The Nickel cadmium.
Yes. Instead of having that, essentially they remove that completely.
Mm-hmm.
And the core of it is just all essentially different circuitry wire that is holding the charges itself. So they use a completely original way to recharge their batteries. And they are one of the only companies that can actually extend battery life on previously purchased batteries. So if you have one of the Tesla first home module deals you could get so many hours out of. They've actually increased that through the process by 30% through different technologies as they continue to go with that existing battery shell that's there.
Woohoo!
All right. Apple's excited to be using their Mega Pack batteries.
Mega Pack.
In the Apple Park, the solar farm in California, Apple says it's bundling the largest batteries project country in the world and are asking all of their partners to do the same. They expect to have over 70,000 homes in one day worth of power when they're all taken care of. So, there you go. Story number two. Dun, dun, dun. Super Mario Brother fans are panicking over rumors that Mario is going to die.
Mario's going to die.
All right. The rumors, of course, are wrong. Nintendo is just halting sales on some of the greatest hits collections of Super Mario titles and removing the special Mario game from its download store. It's not a death. It's just a vacation for Mario, who has five games released last year, plus more scheduled for the year to come. So people shouldn't be that concerned
about
Mario.
Well, you know how it goes.
All right.
Everybody's online trying to read into everything.
Okay, so did you understand, I didn't until I did some research on Mario, that there is a Super Nintendo World at Universal Studios Japan in Osaka, Japan. Did you know that?
I did not.
And they have essentially a virtual reality goggle kit to play Mario Kart as a ride itself.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yes. So
happens when you get hit by a banana?
Do you spin out? Well, they've also come out with the virtual ability to have essentially laying down tracks of Mario Kart in a virtual environment, have it play in your kitchen or your living room. So Mario is absolutely going to be around for many years to come. Now let's talk about Mario, my favorite guy. Do you understand that he's got a dad bod? You know that?
Yeah, that's your favorite thing, right? Dad bods.
It's man bod.
You talk about dad bod or man bod. Man bod.
So he's got a man bod. He's got a little bit of a belly in him, right? So he's, you know,
got to build that tool shit.
That's right. He also started over 35 years ago, if you don't count the Super Mario Brothers game. But
Donkey Kong.
But he what did he come out? Was the original game that he came out with?
Donkey Kong.
That's right. In 1981.
Yeah.
So do you understand how he got named? So let's talk about this. In 1980, Nintendo, a Japan company, was branching their arcade market, and they planned a Popeye game tie-in. So really, Mario was supposed to be a Popeye versus Brutus game, but they couldn't get the licensing taken care of.
Really?
So essentially what they did is they decided to come on out with the ability to have a character called Jumpman. And instead of having Brutus, they just tried to use King Kong, which they changed to Donkey Kong, as the villain itself.
Right.
Now, when it came over to the United States, it was first in Seattle area, and essentially they were going to recabinet a bunch of video games, Nintendo was. Mm-hmm. And they still had the name Jumpman, but when they came on over here in the Seattle market itself, there was a guy by the name of Mario Segal, who was an actual American businessman and real estate developer that was in charge of the rent in the Seattle area that Nintendo was late on.
Really?
So he came on in, and he essentially started yelling and screaming, jumping up and down at Nintendo to pay their rent. And immediately they changed the name from Jumpman to Mario.
There we go.
So Donkey Kong made Nintendo hundreds of millions of dollars and spanned spinoff games for heroes and villains. It is considered the number one game from Nintendo of all-time sales in the arcade market itself.
Donkey Kong?
Donkey Kong is, yep. And it has launched many different characters from that. All right, story number three. We are a little bit behind. David gave me the 5 seconds, so we're going to talk about this. Let's go right to the audio, David, and hear what's happening with Counter-Strike and our FBI.
Riot Games most recent to announce their own personal investigations, but stemming from the Counter-Strike space, a number of pros, this is actually stretching back to 2020, midway through, where apparently investigations were being placed amongst Counter-Strike players to now also, well, have the FBI involved, which is, I mean, you think gaming news can get any crazier, and then this stuff happens, and we'll see if anyone is serving criminal time and others. There's going to be a variety of punishments, so stay tuned. These next few weeks, shockingly, are going to continue to be very, very crazy.
All right, so this is what we got. The Esports Integrity Commission, the ESIC, Ian Smith is the commissioner, has essentially engaged the United States FBI because there are players that are being considered fixing online MDL games, which are costing the industry millions. Essentially, they consider this the same as Pete Rose betting on baseball, where they have actually done research where the FBI is saying that they are experiencing players in the middle of Counter-Strike games laying down weapons and not continuing to play for their team, causing bets and wagers that are available on a third-party market to make the difference in the games themselves.
They're throwing games.
So they're getting paid. So this is what the FBI is investigating. The people are getting paid money to make a difference on the online gambling of these video game players, which is then causing individuals to lose money while they're gambling. And now it's considered a crime just as bad as betting on yourself or throwing games in a major league sporting event. What do you think about that?
That's human nature.
That's crazy, though. What is it that online gaming, how can you even be betting on online gaming? I guess it's a huge market.
It's the same thing as what we've been talking about with like World of Warcraft with gold farms, right?
Yeah.
And all these...
Ebony, I played a game called Ebony where you can mine a bunch of stuff also. Yeah.
Yeah, where these people are making real cash by just doing the simple mundane thing by selling... They sit around all day gold mining and selling it to players, right?
So I'm shaving points off of games as a player and getting paid by other people, so now it's considered an FBI crime that we need to be investigating.
Well, yeah, if there's gambling involved, there's also other hinky stuff.
All right, okay. Well, you know what? That is just crazy. So you know what? You can check up on all these stories at techtimeradio.com. If you just go and take a look at the facts section, none of these stories we made up. I would love to say that I made up the FBI spending their time watching people in Counter-Strike, but that's not the case. We will be talking about...
Maybe that's the real thing. Maybe they're actually competing.
I guess. We're going to be having our guests that will be coming on up into our next segment. We have our whiskey reveal. And, of course, we're also going to be talking about our Tech Time Radio NFT that Mike is drawing on, that you can actually purchase our third NFT that's available on OpenSea.io. So you can also get an NFT to add to your collection. We'll see you guys right after this commercial break. Enjoy the commercials.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, what's going on?
Have you heard about 180 Consulting?
No.
I love these guys. You know how much I avoid working with copy vendors, right?
Actually, I get to hear about it all the time.
Not anymore, because guess what? The guys at 180 Consulting took over the entire process. They assessed our needs, worked directly with the vendors on my behalf, and helped us understand our option. No sales fluff, just good information so we can make the right decision.
Well, that sounds good. How do they get paid?
Their only compensation comes from a small share of the cost savings they create. They work for us, and it's a win-win.
You know, that sounds like a no-brainer.
There's two ways to reach them. You can get them at info@180-consulting.com or visit them online at www.180-consulting.com.
www.180-consulting.com.
Thank you, Mike. 180-consulting.com.
Hi, I'm Bernadette Pager, host of An Informed Life Radio. In an age when the term misinformation is used to silence criticism and debate about COVID-19, vaccines, and more, we're bringing you doctors, lawyers, and scientists to discuss the missing information about your health and medical freedom. An Informed Life Radio airs right here on KKNW every Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. We're starting a real health revolution, one conversation at a time. Join us.
Your business deserves the same expertise as that of a Fortune 500 company. If you need a CIO-level service, why hire a full-time staff member at $250,000 a year when you can get this on-demand service for fractions of the cost? Azure CIO On Demand will give you the steps you need to take so as to minimize interruption to your business and profitability, and provide you and your business with training and education to prevent future attacks. To get an efficiency review for your business today, contact us at www.ee-services.com.
Welcome back to Tech Time Radio. I'm your host, Nathan Mumm. Mr. Gorday, how you doing?
Not bad.
Not bad. I guess our live mics are still on during the Twitch feeds. I just saw some chatting, so we got to be careful about what we say on the the mics during the commercial. So if you want to go over and watch YouTube and Twitch live feeds, you can hear Mike and I as we are going through the commercial.
Talking about how weird that sounds when we hear ourselves.
Yes, that's right. Okay, well, let's talk about our whiskey here. We have our distilled bottled Kentucky Mixtures, number one Kentucky straight bourbon made from carefully selected mash bills that are the highest quality American corn. It's then matured at peak perfection into a small batch. It is 91.4 proof. So they couldn't get 90. They got 91.4 proof. Fire charred. It's new American white oak barrels with rich caramel and a balance of vanilla, stone fruit notes, smoky depth, and an oak finish.
And a really terrific bite.
It's got a bite, but you know, it's got a little bit of a burn, but yet it doesn't linger. You know, it doesn't have that bad lingering taste. So no. I don't know if I like it or not, but I think I like it. Okay. So
obviously somebody's celebrating already.
That's right. That's right. We've been celebrating quite a bit. All right. So now that we got our drinks out of the way, we have a packed show. Let's bring up our guest, Nick Espinosa, on the show in a segment we call Technology Insider.
Welcome to Technology Insider. We get the information directly from the source.
All right. Nick is joining us. Nick, you are joining us from where?
The city of Chicago.
The Windy City.
Windy City. Are you a Cubs fan or a White Sox fan?
So I grew up on the north side, surrounded by Cubs fans, but my best friends were actually Sox fans. So I have been to maybe 50 times more Sox games than I actually have Cubs. But to be fair, it's, you know, I like both. You go to the Sox games to watch baseball and argue about baseball. You go to the Cubs to drink and have fun with your friends. So, you know, take your pick.
That makes sense.
I used to watch the Sox in spring training.
Did you? Down in Arizona?
Down in Arizona, yeah.
Yeah, were you a Big Hurt fan? Did you ever remember Big Hurt?
Frank Thomas?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Frank Thomas, baby. Yeah, I got his rookie card. I've been going through a lot of baseball cards lately.
You've been talking about your cards lately.
Yeah, I got the 1986 Fleer set. So that's the basketball Fleer set with Michael Jordan and everybody. Yeah, I'm getting them PSA rated, but okay, continuing on. All right, we are going to be talking about passwordless authentication, and it is essentially idea of replacing passwords. So you would no longer have to have a password.
That would be awesome.
But you would have a device itself. So let's talk about some of the problems with passwords themselves. So they have digital repeating process. Most people's passwords are a derivative of the same password. Most of them end in a number or exclamation point. They say like 90% of passwords end in a number or exclamation point.
Mm-hmm.
Mine do. And you normally start your password with a capital letter. So it's normally capital letter, a bunch of sayings, and then you end it with either a exclamation point or a number.
Yeah, but if it's still 12 characters long, doesn't that make it extremely
Again, I
hard?
Tell you, the secret is to do something that's completely, like, not you. So, like, I say I love to go plant roses in the garden, something like that. There's no way someone's hacking that. They got no idea. Well,
until they listen to the show.
Until they listen to the show now. Okay, so then I'm going to have FireEye trying to break into my stuff again.
I just wrote that down.
Did you just write that down? Okay. So let's go here, and I'm going to talk, Nick, I kind of want you to, I'm going to talk about some methods that people use to attack passwords, and I'm kind of hoping that you can give me an example for each of these. So brute force, using a program to generate random username password combinations and exploit common passwords. Have you run across a brute force method and explain what that is?
Yeah, so in a nutshell, basically what brute force is simply this. If I don't know what your password is and I have no concept of what it could possibly be, I will basically start at 00000 and then 00001, 0002, and on and on and on, and then start adding letters and, you know, other numbers and special characters to that till I eventually get it. Now, this isn't used that common only because as passwords become a bit more complex or there is password complexity, it takes a lot of computing firepower to actually use a brute force method. And so we try to cut down on brute force by doing things like what's called a dictionary attack. So, for example, we're sitting here in English, so I can basically throw the entire English dictionary at it to see if your password is simply password or a single word, or maybe a joint dictionary attack where I've got, let's say, two words, you know, that your password might be, and on and on. But the only time that we really see this employed is either when the attackers have a huge amount of firepower at their hands, or an organization, a company is not monitoring, let's say, a server. And so you will see, after you realize you've been hacked, millions of entries in the security logs of basically all the password attempts to try to get into administrator, and nobody was simply catching it. So they were under attack for quite a long time. And there have been some very famous brute force attacks out there. So the one that I can think of off the top of my head is in 2016, Alibaba out of China, which is one of the massive competitors to Amazon in the world, they had around 21 million accounts actually hit using the brute force method. Quite frankly, it just didn't seem like they were watching the barn. And so 21 million of something like 100 million users at that time were hit back in 2016. And I think that's probably the most spectacular brute force attack that I can think of, right.
That makes sense. Okay, let's talk about credential stuffing, using stolen or leaked credentials from one account to gain access to another. People often use the same username and password combinations. Give me an example of credential stuffing and something that you've heard with that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, so when we are hired to actually break into a company legally, obviously, they give us permission to do this. This is one of those things that we'll do. We'll go to the dark web. We'll see if we can find, you know, your company.com usernames and passwords out there. And then we will use that to try to get into the company assets. But we will also get into Facebook or Amazon or Google or banks, because people use the same passwords over and over and over. And oftentimes when they're talking about their work email address, they use their work email address to log into the Facebooks and the banks of the world, because they're thinking, I'm in front of this email all day. It's just going to be easier if I have everything sent to the office. And here we are. And some very famous examples of this is actually stemming from the Marriott breach in 2018. I think everybody remembers Marriott got hit worldwide. But in 2020, they actually suffered a credential stuffing attack against their users. And that led to about 5 million or so Marriott users being exposed. Speaking of Nintendo, their users suffered a credential stuffing attack, I want to say in 2020, around mid-2020 or so. GoDaddy, Zoom, and others have had this as well. And it's simply because we use the same usernames and passwords for flipping everything in our lives. So if you use Nintendo as a user, you guys are just talking about that, heads up to you. You probably want to change your password if you weren't alerted.
Yep. I knew about that one. Now let's talk about phishing. Phishing is the big area. This is just old criminal tactics here, right? So this is using a bogus email or text to trick somebody into replying to their credentials. There's a gazillion of this, but can you explain again for all the listeners, again on the common level, what a phishing attack is and how this goes about?
So a phishing attack actually takes multiple forms. The one you mentioned, email, for example, this is the basic, Prince Ubuntu from Nigeria will give you money if you help, if you send him money for his revolution.
I know, I talk to him all the time.
I send him stuff, right, and he never returns my calls
back.
After
he
that,
never
right?
talks to
well,
me back.
He's fighting a revolution. He's fighting a revolution. How could he call you back?
He's a busy guy.
So it's those kinds of things, or like, FedEx has a package for you, click here. But it's also phishing websites. So you accidentally mistype Google and type in Google, and it might take you to a website that looks exactly like Google, and you're logging in thinking you're getting the Gmail, and here we are. So there's many different types of phishing out there. But yeah, it's essentially something that is designed to trick you into thinking it's real. You click it, you go to it, you download it, you install it, and it's malicious in some way, shape, or form, and oftentimes will get you infected or steal your data.
All right, let's talk about keylogging. Keylogging is installing something on the computer to capture usernames and passwords and lots of other stuff itself. Explain an incident here of keylogging, maybe something that you guys have done a customer to do some testing with, or an example for everybody to listen to. That.
Oh, absolutely. I love me some keylogging. It is so awesome when that infection gets access. Basically, it's an infection installed into the machine that will invade a virus scanner. And so every time you type in a password or an email or something, it just records all of that and I get access to it. And we typically infect these either one through phishing, as you mentioned, we're social engineering, like, hey, is this you? Click this link or open this picture or whatever it is. But another way that we'll actually do this is we'll either, if we're, again, testing an organization, we'll drop like flash drives in their parking lot or, at the local coffee shop where we know all their employees go, and they will pick up that flash drive, walk it through the door, walk it past the firewall and plug it in, to the facility. Or if we're able to simply walk into the physical facility, we'll just quickly insert a USB drive and infect the machine, but it's awesome. And a famous example of this actually comes from a few years ago. It was called Olympic Vision. It was a keylogger, and basically there was a massive campaign worldwide, hitting multiple organizations all over the globe with Olympic Vision. But interestingly enough, you could go download this off the dark web if you know where to go for about $25 or so, and actually run your own phishing campaign using this. So keylogging is a great utility for us to test networks, but it is widely used by attackers if they can get past your defenses, and a lot of times they can.
Yeah, I worked for an MSP, and we did for a whole marketing deal where we had these little Mario, mm-hmm. looked like Dr. Mario pills.
Oh, no.
And what we did is we went to a trade event, and we put them all on the floor itself. Uh-huh. And we had this thing that said private, do not click here. And it essentially took them to a URL on the website saying, hey, you should have never clicked on this. What are you doing? It was kind of a warning. And we had like 300 hits. And we had people keep on picking them up and hitting it. Because
almost
like,
every single thing that you've talked about takes advantage of human behavior.
It does. Now, the last one is my funnest. So I've done this actually when I've traveled. So it's called the man in the middle attack. So I'll sit in a coffee shop. And I'll get on the airport Wi-Fi, and then I'll create my own airport Wi-Fi.fast. And especially with the Mac, there's so many little applications you can get. And you can literally, people will connect them to my PC that will then connect to the network, and I'll see them chatting. And it is hilarious. You see, like, people saying stuff that they shouldn't, and hey, I'll meet up with you
later. You know, every time you tell me stuff, I have a whole different picture of you when I walk away.
All right. So man in the middle attacks. Nick, let's talk about this. What is a man in the middle attack, and how do they work?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think you would describe probably one of the best examples and the most obvious examples for what we call an MITM attack, man in the middle, MITM. Essentially, it's one of those things. So when you are sitting in that airport and you're spinning up that fake Wi-Fi, the technical name that we give that is called an evil twin attack. In the sense that you're either one spoofing the wireless so it looks exactly like it, but they're connecting to you, or you are creating, let's say, a secondary wireless that's not the same, but people just fall for it and say, oh, it's free wireless in the airport or the hotel or wherever you are. But it also actually takes other forms as well. Because essentially what we're talking about, as data moves from point A, let's say your phone, to point B, let's say your email address, as your email mailbox as it goes to the internet, what we're doing is we're capturing it in transit or making copies of it. And so, for example, another man-in-the-middle attack, or MITM, would be if I'm able to break into your mailbox and set up a forwarding rule that will move your data. So anytime, let's say, you send an email to wherever it is, payroll, HR, whatever, I get a copy of it. And anything that's sent to you, I can set up a rule to copy to me as well. And so now I basically am reading all of your email. Or if I'm able to break into a network, we will reconfigure the networking infrastructure to basically say, hey, allow us to tap this network and start capturing information to another device. You know, it could be their own server or maybe a device we're able to physically implant. But this is something that we do constantly. And it's a real easy attack to do, especially if somebody gets into your network. The most famous example of this, you know, if you're looking for an example, is actually Edward Snowden. What he dumped out in like 2013 or 2014, the NSA was actually using its ability to intercept traffic across the internet and then spoof, you know, SSL certificates, those little green locks that you see when you go to your bank. And so they were actually able to keep tabs on everybody's Google searches because they were able to do this through Google. And that's one of those things that Edward Snowden essentially just dropped the bomb on when we were talking about that. That is the quintessential man in the middle attack. It was just massive what they were doing.
All right. So now Nick, let's move on to all of these are the reasons that we have issues with passwords, right? So all of these cause issues. But with this passwordless authentication, and Cisco just did a big announcement this morning. I saw it go across my feed, and I'm like, oh, okay, that's great that we're talking about it. Explain the idea behind passwordless authentication and why it's going to be more successful than our standard password processes.
Yeah, so first things first, I think it's important to understand that passwordless authentication is essentially the stepping stone towards what enterprise corporations are doing, and that is called software-defined perimeter, or SDP. Sometimes it's known as black cloud. Now, essentially, password authentication just replaces traditional username and password security, and it's actually there for good reason. It's significantly more secure. Now, think about this. If you're thinking about this, 81% of data breaches involve weak or stolen passwords, and passwords are the number one target for cyber criminals. I can just go to the dark web and get them for free. It's really easy to find if you know where you're going. And so with that, passwordless authentication is essentially where the industry is moving in that step to create a full software-defined perimeter. And let me explain in just basic, you know, non-nerd talk, how this works. So passwordless authentication is essentially a type of multi-factor authentication, or MFA, but it's one that replaces your traditional password with a more secure authentication factor, like your fingerprint or a PIN number or an authenticator app or your actual device, the unique identifiers in your device as well. Now, with multi-factor authentication, you need two or more factors to essentially verify who you are in order to log in. Unlike a standard username and password, that is a single factor of authentication. Now, as I mentioned, without getting super nerd here, here's how this essentially works. You basically have a private cryptographic key, and you also have a public one, and these have to pair in order to be able to access, let's say, a website in this example. So think about it this way. That public key that you're generating is essentially like the padlock on a door, that anybody can walk by. It's the padlock that you're putting on the website, and the private key is actually the one that unlocks it. That's the actual key that unlocks the lock. So basically, the user creates a public and private key pair so that it's wholly unique, meaning one padlock, one key for the padlock. And this is basically done when you're either signing up for a website, or you can generate these yourself using things like various mobile apps or an extension in your web browser that's designed for this and other ways. So this private key, as I mentioned, can be things like an authenticator app on your phone. It can be a USB token, and it also can be paired with a biometric like your fingerprint or face ID or, you know, something else. So this is actually more secure, and I will tell you why. If an attacker, for whatever reason, is able to, let's say, break in and steal that public key, it's useless without the private key that is separate from the public key. So if I break into a website and steal every username and password, I have the method that you're logging in. But if I steal that public key from that website, it is useless until I steal the public key or the private key. That's what we're talking about here. And there's other standards for this stuff like FIDO2, which is essentially the cryptographic standard that they're using and all of that. But that's essentially how passwordless authentication works. And it's much more seamless. It's much easier to use for your people. But, you know, it's a great method. And I'm glad to see this really being adopted worldwide at this point.
It sounds like a password for your password.
So Nick did a good job about the padlock. So it's like, let's say you have a padlock on a door,
mm-hmm.
and to go into that, instead of just having your key to do that, let's say it's an electronic version. You actually have somebody inside the house that says, "Oh, guess what? I recognize you, Nathan, outside."
Flash.
And so then all of a sudden they say, "Boom, we'll let you come into the door," and now all of a sudden you're able to open that door, where before you would just have to your key in the lock. You'd put it into the lock, open the door, and there wasn't that ability to have that checks and balances. That's how I try to explain that to my customers when I talk about this. Is it's like that other person, right, behind the door is letting you in because they recognize they know you, not just because you have a lock and the key.
Yeah.
Right. And think about it this way. This is another way that I explain it as well. We have always run on the model previous to the modern era, basically since the Reagan era, trust but verify.
Yep.
Now, if I trust you and then verify you, that means I'm giving a foothold into my infrastructure, into my potential website, into whatever that is, and you basically are there until I verify you. In this model, you are being verified, and then you are being trusted, meaning you don't have a foothold in the same way where you can attempt to establish persistence for an attack or anything else. We are verifying before we are trusting, and that is a huge game changer. And I hear it all the time with people that ask me questions when I'm on stage or whatever, and they're like, "Oh, you know, trust but verify," and the answer is no, verify then trust.
That's absolutely it.
So does this system mean it would be faster for me to get into things
and more seamless?
Yes.
See, because that's nice, because I have this story in my head, you know, where you're trying to save the world and the little password thing comes up and you can't remember your whole, you have to wait for your text and, you know, the bomb goes off.
No, it's to replace it. So all of a sudden you can't get the right wire because you're still trying to save your password.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Well, yeah, here's a comment. It's like a secret knock in addition to the secret word getting into a speakeasy.
Yeah, that's a pretty good way. I like speakeasies,
Thunder
too.
And flash,
That's right. I like speakeasies with some whiskey and everything else.
That's right.
All right, Nick, well, we are out of time, and I know that you have lots of plans, but if people want to learn more about your company and what you're doing, how would they reach out and get to you?
Yeah, I mean, you can connect to me at LinkedIn at @NickEspinoza, or you can follow me on Twitter at @NickAESP. Same for SoundCloud, @NickAESP, or YouTube @NickEspinoza. You know, feel free to reach out. I'm always happy to talk.
And we have we have a shared link on our Twitter feed, so that we have Nick out there, so you can see his posts. And he always posts something inspirational and funny on Fridays. So
perfect,
you get that taken care of. Nick, thank you very much.
Thanks, Nick.
All right, we're going to head out to a commercial break right now, and we'll come on back. We got two truths and a lie, and a bunch of other items for Tech Time Radio. Thank you, guys.
Did you know that up to 12 to 15% of Americans grind their teeth at night while they sleep? Yeah, it's called bruxism. I used to work at a sleep lab, and we used to measure that. And it leads to a lot of problems like headaches and destroys your teeth. It wears down the enamel, and it's just very hard on your mouth.
So every once in a while, I'll wake up, my jaw will hurt. Do you think that I'm grinding my teeth at night?
Yep.
Well, so how do you go about protecting this then?
The number one recommended way of protecting yourself from teeth grinding is what's called a night guard, which is a custom fitted prosthetic that you put inside your mouth. It usually runs, you know, hundreds of dollars, but I know our sponsor, Smile Brilliant, can get you custom fitted night guards for as little as $45 a piece.
So if you go to smilebrilliant.com and use Tech Time Radio at checkout, you can receive 20% off your complete order. So visit smilebrilliant.com and use the Tech Time Radio at checkout code. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, have you ever wanted to expand your coding experience?
No, I'm not in the spy business.
No, not spies, but actual coding for games or coding for JavaScript and other cool website enhancements.
I work with a lot of people who want to break into that field.
You know what? There's a guy that I'm really excited about. His name is Morgan Page, and he's actually developed a whole series at morganpage.teachable.com. Again, that's morganpage.teachable.com that essentially has created lessons that allows you to learn coding.
Well, that sounds like a pretty good resource.
And he's worked with us to give a Tech Time Radio code that gets you 20% off your purchase. So if you're looking at doing a $10 deal of 20% off, man, you're getting it for like $8. Unbelievable price. Great training that's available. Again, check him out at morganpage.teachable.com and use the coupon code Tech Time Radio and you'll receive 20% off.
All right.
Enjoy your coding adventure.
Hey, honey, did you hear what I heard?
What's up, babe?
I heard Mike over there at Tech Time Radio. He's like battling the swimming with the sharks in that singles arena, if you will. You know?
Oh, bless his heart. Oh. And I also heard, like you did, that maybe things aren't going so great. You know what he needs, babe?
I think he needs to spend a little time in Love Shack.
Yeah, Love Shack. The Love Shack that airs every Thursday at 1 p.m. PST on KKNW 1150.
Come on, Mike. Come on over and join us. We got you.
Seriously, really?
Welcome back to Tech Time Radio. I'm your host, Nathan Mo.
How does my personal life get onto the radio?
Well, you share a lot of stuff on the radio. If you go back and listen to your episodes here, there's a lot of stuff that you share.
Well, I've shared that I'm on a dating app, but I don't recall. Actually, ever
everybody I meet, I just say, let me tell you about Mike.
I have a feeling that you're out there doing that.
All right, though. All right. That's a great commercial there. It's on for 3 months, too. I love it. All right. So it was absolutely a pleasure to have Nick join us. It was a great time. Now we are going to move to my favorite segment. Currently, right now, the score is Nathan has 2 points, Mike has 1 point, and David has zero. Or KKNW.
How did you get
zero.
2 points?
Because I've fooled David week one and Miller week two.
Yeah, well, that one shouldn't count because I wasn't here.
Well, you were over there doing the Gonzaga game.
That's why it shouldn't count.
All right. You're giving yourself points for just fooling somebody.
Let's play our music first on our two truths.
And now we have two truths and a lie.
All right, here we go. I'm going to read three headline stories for Mike and David, and you listening at home, a great opportunity to play Two Truths and a Lie. These are all ripped from the headlines today, or yesterday, or the day before. Here we got headline number one. A sealed copy of Super Mario Brothers just sold for $660,000. The sale shatters the previous $140,000 record for the game.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. Number two, new face recognition park entry procedures at Disneyland, including the happiest place on Earth, allows you to now have your biometrics scanned as you entered the park.
Okay.
Number three, Microsoft announced that the Major League Baseball The Show 21 will launch on Xbox Game Pass when it's released on April 20th, 2021. The Sony-made game will not be available on the Sony PlayStation Network, but it will be on the Microsoft Network.
Okay.
All right. You got those three, David? You got those three, Mike? You need any help? We got the Mario Brothers sealed device. We got facial recognition to enter into Disneyland. And then we have the Major League Baseball, The Show 21. Xbox Game Pass will be released on April 20th. I have a Game Pass, so that would be good if it did it. Because they only had like RBI, which was never any good. All right. Do you have your pick?
I'm still thinking about how
David,
you're cheating.
David, do you have your pick? David's ready to go, right? You ready?
No,
David?
Mike, you can go first.
All right, Mike, you're up. Which one do you want? You just choose. I'm not going to say yes or no yet. You just choose
one.
Yeah,
I know. I know how this goes.
Okay.
I'm going to choose number three.
Number three, Microsoft announcing the Major League Baseball,
the show
that Sony made available. Okay, David, I'm going to you.
Usually I try to pick something else, but today I just feel like I should just go with what Mike says. So I'm going with number three, too.
Oh, the Major League Baseball, Microsoft announced the Major League of Baseball show. So let me just tell you, Microsoft did announce that they are working with Sony and they will have exclusivity to have it on the Microsoft Network before Sony will have it on the PlayStation Network, because Sony makes most of their money on the Major League Baseball show. So that is truthful.
Oh, so it was the first one, wasn't it?
Oh.
Yeah, the first one was too, because actually I saw the comment from Nick. So it's obviously, we got fooled. It's the second one. That's a lie.
The new facial recognition procedure does not happen at Disneyland. But it happens at Walt Disney World.
So you got away with changing the words yet again.
One word.
That's a completely different park.
In this case, one land.
Completely different park.
Yeah,
so that
okay.
means Nathan now has a total of four points.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'm not playing this game with you anymore because you completely.
He changes the rules as we go.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. That
okay.
way I can win.
You are totally the master of this game now.
Okay.
So you can have the complete. You can have the complete.
Oh, you guys, and if you would have chose the middle one, then you would have been much happier also. All right.
Yeah,
well,
that
takes us through our segment. When we come back, we'll have Mike's mesmerizing moment where he's going to be talking about how he hated playing this game because I now have 2 points, which I'm just going to rub in his face after the show. And we still have our pick of the day.
I'm still not sure how you get to have 2 points for every 1 point that everybody else gets.
Well, that way I can win.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We'll talk about it afterwards. Yeah, okay. All right, David, we'll head out to commercial break.
This is like a loaded crap of the
Hello, day. My name is Arthur, and my life's work is connecting people with coffee. Story Coffee is a small batch specialty coffee company that uses technology to connect people to each product resource, which allows farmers to unlock their economic freedom. Try our Medium Roast Founder Series coffee, which is an exotic bourbon variety that is smooth, fresh, and elegant at storycoffee.com. That's storicoffee.com. Today you can get your first bag free when you subscribe at storycoffee.com with code TECHTIME. That's storicoffee.com.
New Advil Dual Action with acetaminophen fights pain in two ways. Advil targets pain at the source, while acetaminophen blocks pain signals. The future of pain relief is here. New Advil Dual Action.
Hello, Seattle. How would you like to have immediate and easy access to your live EKG and heart rate data? Your data right at your fingertips and with no need to hook up wires and leads or be strapped to a machine at the doctor's office. The new Pulse device from Vivomi continuously tracks your EKG and displays this data on your mobile phone. Have you ever wondered how your EKG and heart rate behaves when you're exercising at the gym, navigating the stressful demands of the workday, or just getting the kids ready for school or relaxing at home? The Pulse is a different kind of wearable, and you can experience this difference by going to www.vivomi.com and ordering your device today.
Upper Left Corner is a PNW true crime podcast now streaming on all major podcast platforms. If you get excited when your favorite true crime podcast tells a story about a place that you've been to or the town that you live in, then Upper Left Corner podcast is for you. Each week, I tell you a story of a crime that has taken place in the PNW and give you background about the town the crime occurred in. If you like true crime, check out Upper Left Corner podcast, now available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, and more.
Ace Hardware is a helpful place with prompt, friendly service, knowledge, and the little things that make a big difference.
Service.
Selection.
Advice.
Community involvement.
Competitive prices.
Convenience.
Located near you.
And the things you need, such as
house keys,
lawn and garden,
plumbing,
electrical,
hardware,
grills,
outdoor living supplies,
and even nuts and bolts.
When you visit Ace Hardware, you'll be greeted at the door and given the help you need.
So come visit us at Ace Hardware in Evergreen Way in Everett, Lake Stevens, and now Stanley.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Welcome back to Tech Time Radio. I'm your host, Nathan Mum. We got Mike Roday here. How you doing, Mike? How was that whiskey during the break?
The whiskey's taking the edge off the cheating.
The cheating. All right. Well, we are going to now move into the highlighted segment of the day. We call that Mike's Mesmerizing Moment.
Yeah.
This is Mike's Mesmerizing Moment, presented by Story Coffee. Visit storycoffee.com.
Yeah, this is going to be intersecting into that technology realm again, where we talk about passwords and people.
Okay.
You know, it's from a person perspective, this idea of passwords is very difficult because, A, we want things to be easy, and, two, we have a limited amount of memory that can fix digits, okay, right? So we try to have our passwords something that we understand and know because it's easy to memorize it instead of trying to do a string of characters, because we can really only memorize a set number of characters. And if we're always trying to memorize different character strings for passwords, we're never going to be doing it. So this idea of having a password system where we don't actually have passwords is awesome for human behavior, for the human animal when it comes to technology.
I think it's going to be a game changer. I really do. So this is but then you got all those people that are like, oh no, people are tracking us. Now I'm going to have this and I'm going to have my
finger. That's always
going
to be there.
Yeah. But when I log into my Surface,
If you're involved with technology, you're going to be, you're leaving your digital footprints everywhere.
That's correct.
So, I mean, but at the same time, you have to understand that there's billions of people out there that's using technology, so you being singled out is a little more difficult.
Perfect.
Except
perfect
when you're sitting in the airport watching people chat.
I should tell you, at our post game, that was hilarious. Let me just tell you, I would travel at Vulcan, and I would always do that man in the middle.
Yeah, and you only have 2 points.
What's that?
You have 2 points.
I only get 2 points?
No, you don't have 4 points. Do I only get
1 point if I win both of
you?
Yeah,
if you go back and look, you're talking, you were saying that you only get 1 point if you fool.
I think I did say that, didn't I?
So you can't have 4 points.
So I have 3 points then.
You have 2 points.
I have 2 points?
Because you've only won this twice on the radio.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll have to talk about it. All I know is
and we're not playing
right
this game anymore.
All right. Okay. You know what? Make sure you order your bag of Story Coffee. Have you gotten your bag of Story Coffee for?
Oh, yeah.
It's fantastic.
I go through it so fast, it's not even funny.
We have Story Coffee and Smile Brilliant, both of our sponsors. So you can get your teeth nice and coffeeed up and then smile.
That's
brilliant.
That's right. I stain it with the coffee and then I go and brighten it with the brightener.
That's right. All right. So now we're going to move on to our whiskey tasting selection for our pick of the day.
Okay.
And now our pick of the day for our whiskey tastings.
Well, we got the music.
Let's see what bubbles to the top.
All right. It's been a long time since we had that. So we had our whiskey. I moved the thing here. It is Michener's Kentucky Straight Bourbon made from carefully selected mash bills of
featured
American corn. What did you think of it? Did you give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down?
You know, I really like the flavor. I really like the aftertaste, but I can't stand the burn. So I'm going to give it a
You're gonna give down. Oh, you're gonna give a thumbs down?
Give it a thumbs down. Yeah, there's too much burn for my taste.
Really? See, I actually like it a lot. So I'm actually gonna give it a thumbs down.
Yeah, but you knew that when you were coming in.
I did. Well, maybe I had a little bit in the
in the
parking garage downstairs before we started our show itself. All right, well, we have a great show planned next week. We have Gwen Way will be back with our gadgets and gear segment that we've turned over to her. We love doing that because now I don't have to buy the objects themselves and she has to do that. So we have our Twitch.tv feed that everybody can go to and watch our show. We have KKNW feed. And, of course, the most important part that we have is we have our radio show live for you to listen to every Saturday from 4 to 5 p.m. And then a rebroadcast encore on Thursdays from 6 to 7 a.m. I have myself. We got Mike Gorday here.
Yoo-hoo.
We have David Brown behind the deck. I know that if Gonzaga wins, Mike will win the NCAA pool with absolutely no knowledge of basketball. We have David also picking, I think, Gonzaga, and I have the Baylor Bears that looks like they won, so I got a shot to win it.
Yeah, you know.
We thank you guys very much for joining the show. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us on Tech Time Radio. We hope that you had a chance to have that moment today in technology. The fun doesn't stop there. We recommend that you go to techtimeradio.com and join our fan list for the most important aspect of staying connected and winning some really great monthly prizes. We also have a few other ways to stay connected, including subscribing to our podcast on any podcast service from Apple to Google and everything in between. We're also on YouTube, so check us out on youtube.com/techtimeradio, all one word. We hope you enjoyed the show as much as we did making it for you. From all of us at Tech Time Radio, remember, mum's the word. Have a safe and fantastic week.